Hello and welcome to another episode of the Access Baseball Podcast. I'm your host, Vinny Massana. We are filming live today from Max Effort Baseball in Farmingdale, New York, joined by a very special guest, Eric Paulson Sr. Eric is the founder of the New York Longhorns, and a youth organization that has had a ton of success recently. Total record of 293-27 since 2018. We'll talk about that today. First of all, Eric, thank you for your time. How's it going?
Very good. I really appreciate the invite and be able to talk about the Longhorns.
And of course, Eric's son is same name, Eric Paulson Jr., who just had an unbelievable 2023 season for Massapequa, who won another Nassau County Championship. So let's start off with that. I mean, what it must have been a dream being able to watch your son, and especially this year, just the culmination of all his years of work, I'm sure, right? What was it like watching all of his success on the field this year?
Well, it's been amazing, you know, from the beginning. I was able to coach Eric from 6 to 11. He was actually a Longhorn. We were called the Massapequa Longhorns back then. But, just watching his growth and, you know, growing into his body and growing into a baseball player. And you know, I'm more proud of the person that he is and the student that he is. But the season that he had was absolutely amazing.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, that moment, I mean, I'll never forget the walk-off grand slam. The video, I don't even know if it does it justice, because you have to be in the stands for something like that, you know, kind of like just experiencing the moment, you know, it, last two outs, you know, it's either going to be Massapequa advances or Plainview advances. There was no in between there in that moment. There was no place to put them. Of course, they pitched to him. The rest is history. Walk-off grand slam. I mean, looking back on it now, it must have just been like a dream to experience. Watch your son hit a walk-off grand slam.
It was insane. I had turned to my wife, and I started counting how many guys until Eric got up. And I said, listen, I go, there's a chance that this base is loaded in two outs when he steps to the plate. You know, my wife's like, oh, my God, I hope not. You know, mm-hmm. And you know, we were hoping that Bobby Gitto got a hit, and it didn't come down to Eric. Mm-hmm. But when Gitto got hit with the pitch, I knew if they pitched to him that he would be successful. You know, a single, a double. You know, nobody ever dreams of the walk-off grand slam. But, mm-hmm. I mean, that is what happened, and, you know, I'm super proud of him.
Yeah, that was just out of a movie, honestly. And for him, who was the most recognizable name on the roster to come up in that spot, I mean, especially from my perspective, it was a journalist's dream too, because that's what you want to see, the most compelling action, which it certainly was. And you know, they didn't finish the job. They ended up just coming up short in the Long Island Championship there, but I don't think that diminishes what Massapequa's done. Six championships in a row, it's just unprecedented in Nassau County history. So let's turn the page here and talk about your organization. So can you tell our audience a little bit about the inception, how you guys started? I know you alluded to it earlier with Massapequa Longhorns. If you just want to turn the clock back a little bit to when the idea came about.
It started when my son Eric was six. There's really no place to play. At the time, Little League wouldn't let you play up. So in order to give him some competition and stuff, I started the Massapequa Longhorns with only players from Massapequa at the time. And, they had unbelievable success. We played up in the AU division. We actually won the championship in the AU with 6- and 7-year-olds. And we had that team for...
Six- and 7-year-olds?
Oh, yeah. My God. And we had that team for, I guess, 3 years, before... parents ruin it, but they were actually, it was 76-2 over the course of those 3 seasons, and they always played up. Only tournaments they played on age, but all league stuff was played up. And I had some big names from Massapequa, as you know now. Bobby Stang's at Georgia Southern, Matt Hannon's at Hofstra, Tanky Kubi's at Elon, mm-hmm. Obviously Eric's at Stony Brook, and other kids on that roster as well play college baseball.
Yeah, sometimes you just know, like they always say, kids kind of get exposed once the competition catches up to them physically. But if you could just tell, if they're 6 years old and they're playing against 7- and 8-year-olds and they're excelling, there's not too much left to the imagination at that point. I mean, and the proof was there. And so what was the next chapter then after that?
I shut it down for a few years until my son Cole, mm-hmm. Was 7 years old. And then I was really honestly going to give it a shot at Little League. I started a South Shore Chiefs team. And that was the first year that I brought these new kids together, and you know, we list that as a Longhorns year, because it, you know, a lot of the players are still the same. So that was that 21-0 mm-hmm. season where they played the summer and fall, and after that we ended up breaking away from Little League and starting the Longhorns.
Mm-hmm. And not only were you guys undefeated, but this was playing up. And a lot of these games, you guys didn't even play the full six innings, I'm sure, right? A lot of this is run rules in 4 and 5 innings.
Yeah, we've lost out on hundreds and hundreds of innings through the years.
So 10 different states, won championships in 8 of them. What were some of the tournaments that stood out, you know, as the most memorable, or whether it be from a pure baseball or just, you know, from the experience of getting to play in beautiful ballparks and stuff like that?
I mean, obviously, the first one would be Cooperstown. Mm-hmm. You know, playing there was an unbelievable experience. As far as the baseball, at 11U, we won the USABL World Series, and that was some really, really good baseball. You know, perfect game events, you know, New York, New Jersey, we had won those. You know, some of them are really good. Some of them are just, you know, bad pool play, and you're really there for 2 games.
Mm-hmm.
But the travel baseball rankings in West Virginia was real, real good baseball. Really good teams from, you know, probably like 10 or 12 different states at the event.
Mm-hmm.
But the one that stands out a lot is the Ripken Myrtle Beach week long. We, in the championship game, we played a team sponsored by New Balance out of Massachusetts. And, you know, they were a complete all-star team. They had 18 teams. They picked the best kids. They sent them down to South Carolina. And we ended up winning a one-run game. We came back to win it. Mm-hmm. And it was pretty exciting for everybody and stuff, you know, to have a week-long tournament like that at
mm-hmm.
at that age.
Are there any teams that have presented the biggest challenge to you guys? I see here that playing on age 245 and 15, and when you play up, even better winning percentage, or just about the same winning percentage of 48 wins in 60 games. So who's some organization that you guys have had a good rivalry with over the years?
At the younger age groups, the Dream Chasers, they were always a good team. You know, we had them in the beginning, and then they overtook us, and then I think last year, you know, we shot above them, but they've always been a real good organization.
Mm-hmm.
This past year, Grit has really put out some good teams. You know, what we find the most is that there's not real travel teams anymore, that everybody wants to build these all-star teams mm-hmm. and bring in guest players and merge 3 teams together and call themselves Team United or these other different names. And that's something that we don't do. If you play for the Longhorns, you're only allowed to play for the Longhorns. And we don't bring in any guest players from outside the organization. We may use players from inside of our organization, but we never bring in a kid for a game or 2 games or anything. If you don't make a full commitment to us, then you can't play here. And all our parents and players sign contracts with that.
Mm-hmm. And what are the off-season workouts like? I know that you guys actually work out here starting this year, right? Max Effort Baseball?
Yeah, so... In the fall, as soon as the fall season ends, we run all our small groups through Max Effort, and we run all our strength and conditioning through one more rep. So we have 4 players and 1 coach for an hour doing baseball, and then they go directly to strength for an hour.
Mm-hmm.
So we have about 25 groups of kids doing that starting October 30th. And then from there, we go into 10 weeks of our team winter training. And also they do 10 weeks continuous of strength, you know, also here at one more rep.
Awesome. And I got to mention the Cooperstown Dreams Park Championship this past year, August 2nd through August 8th. You know, it's not too long ago that it was unheard of for a New York-based team to go to Cooperstown and win it all. I mean, I know from my experience going there, basically – you know, the local teams would have their fun, try to get out of pool play, but usually once you got to the round of 64, you know, maybe you win one playoff game. But after that, usually run into a powerhouse team from California or Texas, Florida. But not the case. You guys went down there, went 10-0. Looking at the scores of these games, I mean, 25-6, 13-1, 28 to 2, 18 to 2, 34 nothing. I mean, 22 different states were represented, 17 teams from California. I mean, the stats jumped right off the page here. They had a .531 team batting average, a slugging percentage of .1229, 53 home runs in a week. Every player hit at least one home run, and 194 runs scored, and they allowed 39. So just want to spend some time talking about that, because that's pretty mind-boggling. So take our audience into that week, you know, what it was like, some of your best memories, some of the mind-boggling stats that went on.
You know, going into the tournament, we knew we had a good team. You know, I really feel that our boys excel over other organizations because of the amount of time that we practice. And all our teams practice at least twice a week, and it's all year round. You know, it's 38 degrees or warmer. You know, we're out there practicing outside. But going into the tournament again, you know, I thought we had a chance to go to the 16, maybe the 8. As we got in there and I saw how locked in the kids were, I knew that there was a chance to do something special. And you know, having the fact that my son Eric was one of my coaches. Eric stayed in the bunks with the boys along with Nick McTighe from Holy Trinity. He's another Longhorns coach. And they did an absolute phenomenal job with the boys, you know, keeping them occupied and, you know, having a great balance of letting them have fun and still lock in for the baseball. Mm-hmm. And that really is what the experience should be.
Yeah. And you guys had some challenges dealing with the weather, right? From what I understand, there was some obstacles and starting games late and stuff like that.
Yeah, so one particular day we started a game at 12:15 in the morning. And that day, after that 12:15 game, we still had three more games to play that day. We played at 11:30, 3:30, and 6:30.
Oh, my God.
But again, just the balance of those two guys helping in the bunks really made a world of difference to these kids.
Mm-hmm. And judging by the scores, you guys did not play complete games here either. So did that help with the pitching staff not having to get too spread out too thin going six innings per game?
Yes, 100%. It definitely helped. I mean, you have to go there with a million arms. We did have 12 out of our 13 players pitch. Some kids did come back, you know, three times in the week, mm-hmm. But I felt comfortable with their innings and their pitch counts. But it was good for the pitching, but it did hurt the hitters in the fact that, you know, they wanted to set personal records and team records and stuff. And, mm-hmm. you know, one game we only played an inning and two-thirds because the director actually asked us to get out.
What was the score of that game?
34-0.
Oh, boy.
So we had scored 34 runs and only given up four outs.
Oh, God.
So then we proceeded to step on home plate with each swing to get out because they said they needed the next game to start and we couldn't continue doing this.
34-0. Wow. So the closest game was 11-10. What stood out about that game? Was that a game that you guys were up most of it and they came back, or was it back and forth?
No, we made a couple errors in the first inning. They put six on us, and we were down 6-0. And, you know, my guys, they never give up. It doesn't matter what the score is. They always think they're in the game. And, you know, we battled back. And then in that last inning, Sal Etchell came up and drove a ball into the gap, and we walked it off 11-10.
Pretty cool. And then the 15-3 win in the championship, so there was not much drama there. So what was that celebration like? I'm sure the kids were just besides themselves with how thrilled they were.
Yeah, no, listen, it was awesome. We were actually down 3-0 in the top of the first. You know, they were, you know, SBA is a really big organization. You know, they had kids from Virginia, Maryland. They even had one kid from North Carolina. Their starter was, you know, sitting 77, 78.
That's incredible at that age.
But in the bottom of the first, Bryce Catron was at third base. And just to shake it up, we got him straight steal of home. And that totally shook the other team. And from that point on, we put it on and ended up winning 15-3.
Mm-hmm. And when you have this amount of success, how do you keep the kids not complacent and keep them hungry? Because the bar is very high, but I would imagine it's very, you know, you're dealing with humans, you're dealing with kids. It's going to be very easy for them to get take this stuff for granted. So I'm guessing that comes from the coaching staff to keep them striving for excellence.
Yeah, so another different thing that we do here is no playing time is guaranteed. So these kids are competing against themselves at every game, at every practice. We do have multiple teams at the different age groups, and we do call kids up or bring kids down in terms of where we feel their play is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so since, listen, this Cooperstown thing was amazing, and these kids, some of them been together a very long time, but after the summer season ended, we did move three kids off that team to Coach Maisano's New York Longhorns team.
Mm-hmm.
And we brought three new players in. So I think the fact that, you know, no roster spots guaranteed, no playing times guaranteed, you know, really fuels, you know, the better kids. And those are the kids, you know, that you want to work with at the highest levels.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, you know, we really do like grabbing kids where we can mold them into what we do. You know, all our kids are moving every single play. You'll never see a player on our teams just standing in the same spot. And, you know, when we pick up kids from other organizations, you know, we see that that's what they do. They watch the game more than play the game. And a lot of people think baseball's boring, mm-hmm. but that's because they don't know how to play baseball. Mm-hmm. You know, you should be tired after a baseball game because you should be moving all the time.
Yeah.
And that's what we, you know, I don't see from, you know, some of the kids that we do bring in.
Mm-hmm. So I would imagine that with the success comes a good problem of there's a lot of interest and there's a lot of cuts that need to be made and some tough roster decisions. So, you know, what has that been like over the last couple, I guess, the last month or so as you deal with now the growing reputation of the program?
Yes, I mean, you never want to have to cut a kid, but you also don't want to put a baseball player in a position that they're not going to succeed.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, as far as what we do, we will not just start teams because we have numbers. You know, we spoke earlier, you know, we had about 100 kids come down for 13 U baseball, and, you know, we told 70 of them, you know, that we wouldn't be able to roster them. Yeah, could I have gone out and got additional coaches and started team and team and team? Yeah, but, you know, we just don't do that here.
Mm-hmm. So what's the next step? What does next year look like for the New York Longhorns? Do you have, you know, a lot of tournaments planned, league play? What's on the docket?
Yeah, so for the most part, all our teams play a spring league. Our top teams usually turn into tournament-only teams in the summer. You know, we find that that works better where we are still able to practice and get enough baseball in. So that's what we usually do. The 13U and 12U, we have something new starting. It's called Longhorns Prospects. So anybody within our organization is eligible to make our Longhorns Prospects teams. And those are totally free. Uniforms free. Your tournament fees are free. The coaching's, everything's free. And again, it's another way for us to push the kids against each other. Because no matter what, say, of our three 13U teams you're on, you're eligible to make that team. And it's going to be based totally on what you do leading up to that particular tournament. You know, 2 weeks or so before the tournament, we'll pick the roster for that. And just because you were on the first tournament's roster doesn't mean you're going to make the second tournament's roster. And you may be the best kid in our organization, but if you had a bad month, we're not picking you.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's the only way to keep these kids working and striving and going against each other.
Yeah, avoiding complacency. I like that. So, well, Coach, very impressive stuff. Thank you very much for your time. And how can people get in touch with you or try out or attend the next New York Longhorns tryout?
Well, we just started a new webpage, so it's www.nylonghorns.com. If you want to email us, it's info@nylonghorns.com. We're on Instagram, we're on Facebook, we're on Twitter. We're out there, and you know, we're going to continue to grow. We have some new coaches coming in, so we'll be able to have more teams. Our goal is to have two at every age group. You know, we don't want to go more than that. We did a 13U only because that's a weird year for kids based on puberty and growth.
Yeah.
And we didn't want to get rid of kids in the program that are good baseball players just because they're small. Mm-hmm. We wanted to give them a year to develop on the big field and put them on the same footing with everybody else.
Awesome. Thank you very much for tuning in to another episode of the Access Baseball Podcast, and thank you for Max Effort Baseball for hosting this week's edition.